Denali National Park is home to a peak for which it is named, Denali, which means the Great One. Many people know it as Mount McKinley, a name applied when William McKinley ran for president. Whether it's McKinley or Denali, it's today's edition of the American Countryside. On the Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. On episode 55, it's 13 ways to kill or not kill your community.
We're building a community which will, in the long run, help draw more people and draw more business.
Catch episode 54 for real-world advice on cover crops.
Doing a small grain after corn, I think that's one of the easiest ways to get started.
I'm your host, Andrew McRae. Get Farm in the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Most visitors to Denali National Park take a tour that heads 90 miles down an often one-lane road into the park. As Scott Johnson shares, that road is the road in Denali.
It's nice to just be able to look at that one main artery road and realize that that's it. We don't have a lot of other things that are cutting into that, because that all kind of detracts from that feeling of space.
Besides the wildlife in the park, most visitors come for a chance to see the tallest peak.
The reality is that we don't see it that often. It oftentimes clouds up. It's covered in snow and ice year-round, so if there's any humidity at all around, it's going to condense that humidity and form a cloud right around its outer shell. And some days, the entire sky will be completely clear, and we'll just see a big mound of clouds out there where the mountain I know is hiding, but we just can't get a glimpse of it.
It's not the tallest mountain in the world, but its rise from the Alaskan plain below may make it appear that way.
The mountain itself is what they refer to as one of the highest vertical land rises in the world. In other words, it rises from what they call a basal plain, or an average elevation of about 2,000 feet up to 2,320. That is a pretty good length of a vertical rise.
There's only one other peak in the world with a greater vertical rise. Some people come here not just to view the mountain, but to climb it.
We'll get about 1,200 folks a year that'll try to climb the mountain, and about half of them successful. Weather is that big limiting factor. Can be a very non-technical climb as far as the climbing is concerned, but can be a very cold, long grind. About 21 days round trip, and then not uncommon to see weather minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 and 120 mile an hour winds.
We'll have more from the park next time as we travel the countryside. In Denali National Park, I'm Andrew McRae.